Do you have any special term for the cover that you put on a bed? Say you've got all your coverings on and then you put this one thing over the rest.
On the bedspread.
Uh-huh. What did you call this when you were a boy?
I guess it'd been a bedspread.
How about one of those heavy covers that's got stuff in the middle to give it the body and warmth, and then it's stitched?
Quilt.
Uh-huh. Any special term for one that's not stitched, but just tacked here and there in the other place?
Well, I don't know why. It could be a comfort that way.
Uh-huh. Did you ever put these down on the floor and sleep on them?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Any pallet.
What would you call a pillow that you put on a bed? Maybe a one just for looks.
Well, let's see. Believe you got me there. Suggest something.
I was just wondering if they were ever called bolsters or.
Well, that would be what you would build a bed up with, you know. All right, you know, make it look puffy, but I couldn't think of that.
Gee, that almost struck me as the biggest waste of time.
Yeah.
Women would go in there and putter and putter and putter.
Make it look pretty during the daytime.
Yeah. There aren't any mountains close here, are there?
Oh. Well, I'd say close would be 75 miles probably.
And what ones would be there?
Well, the Wichita, or I guess it'd be the Wichita Mountains south here. I guess that'd be the closest one.
Any special term for high, flat land?
Well, plateau, I suppose.
Is there any of that around here?
No. Just...
How about flat, grassy country?
Well, I don't really have a special term. We don't have any flat, grass country in here. Now, the Flint Hills over this other way, I guess that would be kind of a tableland like.
What was this country in here called when it was settled?
The prairie.
And how about low ground down where the creeks are?
That'd be river bottoms or creek bottoms.
That's generally the best land.
Oh, yeah. They've covered a lot of that up with these lakes and things now.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty sad thing.
Yeah.
All the topsoil is now covered up.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a place where there's water standing and maybe cattails? And
that'd be a swamp or a bog hole or frog pond.
You mentioned a frog pond. What would you call those great big ones in there? That
big frogs?
Yeah.
Well, they're jumbo frogs, the little big green ones.
They're the fellows you can eat, not that long? What do you call that little animal that looks like a frog but lives on dry land?
That's a toad.
Yeah, you play with him and you get warts.
Yeah.
Do you have irrigation out here?
Mighty little around here. There's one fellow down south, he's got a pretty good well, and does, but it's a man killer, it's not a paying profit.
Mm-hmm. You clear just about as much as you do if you don't irrigate.
No.